Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Seeing an issue here, a potential one. Joe, you said it's going to rain on Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, here's to hoping it doesn't. You want to know why?
Why?
Because we would like you to join us for Par for a Purpose on May 19th. Oh, that's Monday. I can't read.
Monday's going to be clear.
Oh, sweet. Then you can easily join us for Par for a Purpose on May 19th. Play in a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fee, carts, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events to register now. Courtesy of Elkville Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. So, here's to hoping, fingers crossed, that the weather doesn't shift back
like
a day.
66 and sunny, it says.
Okay,
so
okay.
It'll be a nice, solid,
here's to hoping it stays. Yeah, here's to hoping it stays like that, that we get all the rain tomorrow and Sunday, so you can join us on Monday, whack a couple golf balls, benefits the 11-day Power Play.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Are you golfing? No, you're not doing it?
No, it's going to be actually Jeremy, Nate, and Sal, and Joe.
Okay.
That's the WGR foursome.
Okay.
Is it a scramble? Yeah. That's very exciting.
Yes. Best form of golf.
It is. Quickest, most exciting.
I'll take your word for it.
Also, it takes embarrassment away from, like, you know, me per se.
Well, if I was in a scramble. I mean, if you hit a bad shot, they can still be like, wow, we're not.
If you're embarrassed playing golf, you're taking it too seriously.
I mean, when
you're not a professional, it's not your job.
I knew at a young age.
Even the professionals stink.
I knew at a young age I was going to be bad because my buddies and
you
I.
You say that now.
We had these kid sets of drivers and we were goofing around. I took out a porch light like when I was like six. So, yeah, I've known for a while now. It's the iron play that I'm dialed in. Still can't drive, but that's neither here nor there. A scramble would save me, though.
We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Jimmy in Tonawanda. Jimmy, how you doing? Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's nice to hear a younger voice other than Howard Simon and Sal Capaccio these days. I'm going to be shooting nine holes in the next few minutes. I
there
know
you go.
I've seen you guys talk about golf. I think they said this is the driest weekend thus far. For 2025, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
How we're going. So I like hearing you guys talking right now, and like I said, it's a different voice. I got three head scratchers for you, and then I'll hang up because I got a tee time coming up here. First one, Kevin Adams, GM. I know the guy personally, but I didn't really think he'd fit that, and I don't know why he's continuing to fill the role. I think I saw something with Lou Lamoriello in Buffalo. Maybe he just likes the golf courses and casinos here. I don't know why he's here. Number two, James Cook. I'm okay with Davis. I think he's a bull. So I don't know what you guys think. Are they going to sign him? And then I hear you guys talking Caleb Williams and his dad. Did Jordan's dad bring this type of animosity to the game? I mean, I don't think, you know, watching Air, you know, they kind of portrayed he was kind of laid back, kind of had his own gambling issues, whatever. But I don't think he got, you know, this involved with it, but the author putting something out, I mean, isn't that him just trying to grab the shame? So, the, you know, the shame or the fame or whatever it is, like, he's just trying to be noticed, kind of like LeVar Ball, like when I listen to you guys. I'll hang up, but those are my three head scratchers for Friday. Enjoy the weather and hit the links. Good luck, boys.
Hey, go and good luck to you, Jimmy. All right, so in consecutive order, Kevin Adams. I mean, at this point, we all know heading into the end of the season, I feel like a lot of us had the feeling that Adams was still going to be here. Whether it was warranted or not was another story.
We were just saying he managed the team last season like he had a job this season. Yes. There was no change. There was no urgency. There was no switch.
There was no desperation.
There was no indication that he was not going to be here.
Yeah. Lou Lamoriello, it turns out, he was here to for the ultimate boomer move, by the way. I love it because of that. He flew into Buffalo to renew his nexus. To be able to go into Canada and the U.S.
Oh, okay. That's a good, that's
that
a smart idea.
That could probably be done online.
I think it might be easier to actually go in person. Like, just less.
But also, the fact that he flew to Buffalo to do that. I love that.
It's Lou Lamoriello.
Lou Lamoriello, spotted in the airport.
Can never say that name right.
And
I always forget the L on the last name. Lou Lamoriello.
And it's for nothing about the Sabres at all.
It's like that tweet.
And honestly,
of the city,
I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. I'm an anti Lou Lamoriello guy at this point, because Lamoriello helped run the Islanders into mediocrity.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that before.
Yes. Well, hang on, ready? People would be able to say, "Oh, anything's better than the Sabres." Yeah, except somehow because the Islanders won the freaking draft lottery. I guess it's justified now, but it's not. The Islanders inspire no hope, no love. They are this team that is only doing enough to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. And in 3 years, they're going to bottom out spectacularly. That does not mean that Adams should still be here. It just tells me that I'm good on Lou Lamoriello, because Lamoriello also would not accept a senior advisory job. He would want to take a general manager position, if anything. He is a guy that wants that total control. And I've seen what you've done to the Islanders. No thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, that
beyond
would be great.
Good.
Good thing he just renewed his nexus.
Yeah.
I'm totally
happy
fine that
with it's that. Only that. James Cook, that's next year's problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's next offseason's problem. That's next offseason's talking point. I don't need to worry about James Cook.
He's going
to
play this
season. James Cook's
going
to play this season through his contract. If the Bills re-sign him, if they don't, that's not up to us for now.
You still have Ray Davis, and you signed Ty Johnson, and then you might just draft another running
back
next year.
Don't worry about James Cook. Nobody worry about James Cook. The third one, the Caleb Williams stuff, I think I've said enough on this for now. I do think that it has to just do with
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I don't know if it's wanting the 15 minutes of fame. I just think that it's you're being overbearing as a father.
Well, he makes a good point. He mentions the movie Air, Michael Jackson's story. Not Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan's story. I can't believe I just did that. Michael Jordan's story. What a clip that's going to be. Michael Jordan's story and the story of the Air Jordan shoe. His mom was the driving force behind a lot of the business decisions, but they weren't overbearing in the way of getting in the way. He's right. Michael's dad was just off to the side. Like he was.
Yes.
I see Josh smiling in the studio right now. He's totally clipping that. But Michael Jordan's father was not the driving force behind any decision making. His mom was only there for his best interest, it seemed.
Yeah.
Like negotiating deals. It wasn't.
It also wasn't negotiating contracts. She was doing it on the business and marketing side.
Exactly.
She not negotiating with the general manager.
Exactly. This was for the Nike shoe deal. That was it. It was not for anything team-wise. So it's a little different of a situation, but he is right in the sense they didn't overstep like Caleb Williams' father did saying that stuff.
Yes.
So I get that.
Yeah.
But it's a little different. Hee-hee.
And I will... Why'd you have to bring up the Sabres, man? Because I have this like...
I know, it's poor, like unbottling.
No. I have this poor tendency to ignore them. Or not ignore them, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, I will end up jumping back on them. And like the Lou Lamoriello thing, though, still to me was hysterical.
Just to renew his nexus?
Yeah. On Wednesday, I made the very... purposeful decision to avoid spoiling the schedule for me so that when I got in here on Wednesday night at 7, I knew next to nothing. I knew about week 1 and week 9.
It got leaked like 2 hours before.
But that's the thing. I avoided social media for it. There was something that I tweeted, though, that day. It was about Lou Lamoriello and how I didn't want him here in the Buffalo Sabres. There are a lot of names that would inspire old boys club hire that I would be terrified of. Lamoriello is one of them. Ken Holland would be one of those people, but he would probably want an actual general manager's position because he would probably get hired to be a general manager somewhere. Peter Chiarelli would be the scariest. If I see Peter Chiarelli near the Buffalo Sabres, I'm running for the hills. That said, this advisor role, don't expect a name that people recognize. It's an advisor. The names that you would know, the higher name NHL executives, they would want to expect that some team would pull the old boys club hire and hire them as a general manager instead. Also, if you need to hire an advisor to your general manager, you know that the security on your seat is probably not going to be for a long-term position. Because if you, as the advisor to the general manager, flounder with the general manager, you're probably getting dismissed alongside the general manager. Right?
I would assume so.
Because if you're threatening the general manager with the advisor of, hey, if Adams doesn't work out here, we'll have this guy take over. Not to say that the Sabres haven't had anything toxic within their offices, neither confirming nor denying it, but that's toxic as hell. That's not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
To have an advisor then be the sneaky, oh, we'll bail him out as the new general manager of the Sabres if we have to fire Adams. Then you have Adams making decisions that are influenced because of that. Because it's now, oh, this guy is like right here around my shoulder. It's one thing to be... It's one thing to know that your job is on thin ice. It is another to know that your replacement is actually supposed to be quote-unquote helping you. how much do you trust them then?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Anything they say could be...
Kevin Adams has done enough to have speculation about his job.
Yeah.
To where it's deserved.
100% deserved.
That is not something that a person deserves.
No.
Having your potential replacement...
Be your right hand.
Be your right hand man.
Because everything, they could be blowing smoke and you might not know it to eventually take your position.
Yeah. Right?
Business is business. You want to be at the top of business. That's sometimes the way business is done. I'd be pinchy if I was Kevin Adams, trying not to bite on anything they say. It would create an even bigger issue.
Yeah.
Because even if they're giving sound advice, you might not be thinking that that's what's incoming. So
right.
that could really just mess with some stuff.
And that's a very human element. People have to deal with that sort of stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wish that upon Kevin Adams. I just wish that he didn't need the advisory position because he has struggled over 5 years. The reason for it is they need to make some sort of change.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I don't know if there's anything. That's why I say don't think that there's a big name person coming here that used to run a team back in the day. A, old boys club hires are never a good idea. And B, there's a very human element into this that would affect the job.
Mm-hmm. Look at the football team, Marv Levy in the front office. Didn't work out like it did with him as the coach. So mm-hmm. The old boys club hires need to
go away.
Stay away.
All right, we'll wrap this thing up coming up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Josh Schmidt on the board. This is WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.